This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
It took 12 rounds, but Floyd Mayweather pretty much trounced Saul Alvarez in their title fight this weekend. He got $41.5 million for his troubles, too, Mayweather did. When the counting's all said and done, the fight just might set a record as the richest event in boxing history. About 2 million households plunked down as much as $75 apiece to watch on pay-per-view. And that, people, is what's keeping the sport of boxing alive. Marketplace's Queen of Cam reports.
I don't know much about sports, but there's one piece of sports history I do know. I'm going to float like a butterfly
and sting like a bee. George can't hit what his hands can't see.
Patrick Riche is a professor of sports economics at Webster University. He says the fact that Muhammad Ali is one of the only boxers I can name says a lot about the sport.
You really have seen a decline in guys that you would really categorize as real characters that capture the public's attention.
As the public's interest declined, network TV dropped the sport long ago, and today it caters to a niche market on pay-per-view. But niche brings in the money. This year, Floyd Mayweather Jr. is expected to be the highest-earning athlete in America, beating out Kobe Bryant and Tiger Woods.
It happens because of pay-per-view.
Bill King covers boxing for the Sports Business Journal. He says right now, it looks like the fight got at least 2 million buys.
We're talking about $140, $150 million. I mean, that's a season of revenue for some teams.
But the pay-per-view niche might not always be enough. Brad Adgate is a TV analyst at Horizon Media.
What's become very popular is Ultimate Fighting Championship.
That's a mix of boxing and martial arts. Adgate says the sport is more popular than boxing among 18 to 35-year-old men. Adgate says if boxing doesn't capture that audience, then even pay-per-view may not be able to keep it afloat in the far future. In San Francisco, I'm Queen Akim for Marketplace.